ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जायमुदीरयेत् नस्तप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भगवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके Bhaktirbhavati Naishtiki. Before reciting Srimad Bhagavatam, which is our very means of conquest, one should first offer respectful obeisance under the personality of Godhead Narayan, under Narayan Rishi, the supermost human being, Vyasadeva, the author, Mother Saraswati, the goddess of learning, Srila Prabhupada, our translator, commentator, and dearmost spiritual master. By regular attendance in classes on Srimad Bhagavatam, and by rendering of service to the pure devotee, all that is inauspicious to the heart is almost completely destroyed. And thus loving service under the personality of Godhead, who is praised with transcendental songs, is established as an irrevocable fact. So this is written in prose. So I'll just read it once myself, and then we can do the word for word. Tam bhagavan narado vanasrama vattibir bharatibi prajabir bhagavad prokta bhyam shankya yoga bhyam bhagavad anubhavo pavarnanam savarnir ubirakshamana parama bhakti Bhaveno parasharati idam chabigrinati. Tam. Him. Naranarayana. Bhagavan. The most powerful saintly person. Narada. The great sage Narada. Varna ashramavattibi. By followers of the institution of the four varnas and four ashramas, Bharatibhihi, of the land known as Bharatavarsha, India, Prajabhihi, who are the inhabitants, Bhagavat Poktabhyam, which was stated by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Shankhya, by the Shankhya Yoga system, the analytical study of material conditions. Yoga Bhyam, by practice of the Yoga system. Bhagavad Anubhava Upavarnanam, which describes the process of God realization. Savarne. And the Savarni Manu, Upadekshamana, instructing, Paramabhakti Bhavena, in greatly ecstatic, loving service to the Lord, Upasarati, serves the Lord, Idam, this, Cha, and Abhigrinati, chants. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila A.C. Bhaktivinoda Swami, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. In his own book, known as Narada Pancharatra, Bhagavan Narada has very vividly described how to work to achieve the ultimate goal of life, devotion, through knowledge and through execution of the mystic yoga system. He has also described the glories of the Lord, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The great sage Narada instructed the tenets of this transcendental literature to Savarni Manu in order to teach those inhabitants of Bhartavarsha who strictly follow the principles of an ashram dharma how to achieve the devotional service of the Lord. Thus Narada Muni, along with the other inhabitants of Bhartavarsha, always engages in the service of Naranarayana, and he chants as follows. Srila Prabhupada's purport. Actually, let's repeat. I'll say, you say. In his own book, known as Narada Pancharatra, Bhagavan Narada has very vividly described how to work to achieve the ultimate goal of life. Devotion. Through knowledge and through execution of the mystic yoga system. He has also described the glories of the Lord, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The great sage Narada instructed the tenets of this transcendental literature to Savarni Muni. Excuse me, Savarni Manu. In order to teach those inhabitants of Bhartavarsha who strictly follow the principles of Varnashram Dharma how to achieve the devotional service of the Lord. Thus Narada Muni, along with the other inhabitants of Bhartavarsha, always engages in the service of Naranarayana. And he chants as follows. Srila Prabhupada's purport. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has clearly declared Bharata Bhumite Hoya Manusha Janmajar Janmasartaka Kari Kara Para Upakar. The real success or fulfillment of the mission of human life can be achieved in India, Bhartavarsha. Because in Bhartavarsha, the purpose of life and the method for achieving success are evident. People should take advantage of the opportunity afforded by Bhartavarsha, and this is especially so for those who are following the principles of Anashram Dharma. If we do not take to the principles of Anashram Dharma by accepting the four social orders, Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, and Shudra, and the four orders of spiritual life, Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, and Sannyas, there can be no question of success in life. Unfortunately, because of the influence of Kali Yuga, everything is now being lost. The inhabitants of Bhartavarsha are gradually becoming degraded in milechas and yavanas. How then will they teach others? Therefore, this Krishna consciousness movement has been started not only for the inhabitants of Bhartavarsha, but for all people of the world, as announced by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. There is still time, and if the inhabitants of Bhartavarsha take this movement of Krishna consciousness seriously, the entire world will be saved from gliding down to a hellish condition. The Krishna consciousness movement follows the process of Pancharatrika Vidhi and that of Bhagavat Vidhi simultaneously, so that people can take advantage of the movement and make their lives successful. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Kananjana Salakaya Chakshurum Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Gadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shiguru Shiuta Paragamalam Shigurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagajatam Sagana Raghunatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savarutam Purishana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shivishakambitamscha. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabando Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanda Radha Kanda Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpaturubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Eva Cha Utitanam Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. I was born in the darkest ignorance of my spiritual master. The Divine Grace Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada has forced my eyes open with the torchlight of knowledge. Therefore, I offer my most humble obeisances under his lotus feet. How could I ever forget his mercy upon me? So continuing with the prayers of the residents of Jambudweep. And here it's continuing with the prayers to the incarnation of Krishna Nar Narayana by Bhagavan Narada Muni. And it's explained here again in the purport. Maharaj gave a nice class yesterday talking about the importance of birth in Bhartavarsha. And continuing in that vein, it's continuing to speak about the benefits of one who takes his birth in Bhartavarsha. And it mentions specifically that one of the big benefits of taking birth in Bhartavarsha is that the Varnashram system is here with its system of four Varnas and four Ashrams. Krishna states in Bhagavad Gita, of course, that the system of Varnashram Dharma has been created by him. And it's created in a very scientific way, because everyone is not created equal. Srila Prabhupada talks about how everyone wants to, especially in this age, they want to have a classless society. But the principle of exploitation in this material world is so great that it's impossible to have a classless society. This is being propagated by that class of people who are simply looking to exploit others. Srila Prabhupada talks about how the communists, they take over a country, usually by force, just like in Russia, in the Stalin era. Stalin forcibly killed millions and millions of people. The treachery is practically inconceivable. And so when the communists would take over, and people were, of a particular religious faith, sometimes the communists would go to them and say, that what can your God do for you? You say, God, give us our daily bread. But we say, where is your bread? And so then the communists would drive up truckload after truckload of bread and pass out the free bread to the less intelligent people. And in that way, they would propagate and exploit the people through communism. As Krishna states in the Bhagavad Gita, Pariyam itasthanyam prakritim virimeparam jiva bhuta mahabahu yayetam daryate jagat, that besides this inferior nature, Arjuna, this material world is made up of jiva bhuta, of the jivatma souls who are exploiting the resources of this material nature. So the purpose of the Vanashram Dharma system is so that people who are all born with a certain proclivity, tendency in life, can activate that tendency, can utilize that tendency in the service of the Lord, and therefore achieve perfection. Jai Shishi Gorni Thai, Shishi Krishna Balaram, Shri Radhe Shyam Lalita Vishakati Jai. Can utilize their propensity, engage their propensity in the service of the Lord. And therefore, even though they may be low-born, through the Varnashram system, they can achieve perfection of light in life. And of course, the Brahmanas, are the head of the different Varnas. And then the Sannyasi is the head of the different spiritual orders. And so through those leaders, spiritual leaders in society, then common people can be instructed in the principles of devotional service. Srila Prabhupada states in the summary to this chapter that this is a special benefit of the Vanashram system, is that one is able to get association with advanced devotees and in a very regulated system. Nowadays, people want a classless society, but this is defeating the whole purpose of this material world. And then it becomes very easy to exploit the other living beings. So although the Varnashram system, as Srila Prabhupada said, is practically not being followed, still he mentions that it's actually easy in terms of rekindling, because the Varnashram system is existing in a kind of a covered form. People have natural propensities to engage in certain activities of life. And therefore, through this process of Bhagavad Dharma and Pancharitrika Vidhi, this process of Daivi Varnashram can be and must be reinstituted in society. Because as Srila Prabhupada mentioned, that the purpose of our society is not simply to create temples of Brahmanas all over the world, that this is a movement for the masses. And so Srila Prabhupada said we must have rural communities, because there will be millions and millions of people leaving the cities because of being harassed and losing their jobs. It's very evident, for example, in the United States now, where I'm from, is that the jobless rate is increasing more and more every year. And you can see they have these huge machines. In India, they've duplicated some of these things. And they have machines such as tractors. Just like I remember even 10 years ago when I was in India, there weren't so many tractors. They still used bulls, and you could see bullock carts on the roads. Nowadays, you can't even see that. It's all tractors. And every tractor is taking the taking up the work of so many men. In the United States, they have these huge, humongous machines that are redoing the road, putting asphalt on the roads again. And these machines lay the asphalt very quickly. First of all, they chop up the former road. They lay the asphalt like a huge, wide swath of it. And in a matter of moments, a huge swath of road is completely laid out. And that one machine is probably taking the place of maybe 50 or 100 or 100 men. So this is making life easier for a few, and it's making life practically unlivable for the masses. So therefore this Vanashram system is very important to institute again in society. And that although it seems practically impossible nowadays to understand how it can be instituted, if we go back and follow the simple lifestyle example of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, we get a perfect example of how one can live very simply on the land and satisfy all one's needs. That's really the need of the hour. There's a very nice verse by Srimati Kunti Devi in the 8th chapter of the first canto. And in the verse she says, all these cities and villages are flourishing in all respects because the herbs and grains are in abundance. The trees are full of fruits. The rivers are flowing. The hills are full of minerals and the oceans are full of wealth. All this is due to your glancing over them. Srila Prabhupada's purport. Human prosperity flourishes by natural gifts and not by gigantic industrial enterprises. The gigantic industrial enterprises are products of a godless civilization, and they cause the destruction of the noble aims of life. The more we go on increasing such troublesome industries to squeeze out the vital energy of the human being, the more there will be unrest and dissatisfaction of the people in general. Although a few can live lavishly by exploitation, the natural gifts such as grains and vegetables, fruits, rivers, the hills of jewels and minerals, and the seas full of pearls are supplied by the order of the Supreme. As He desires, material nature produces them in abundance or restricts them at times. The natural law is that the human being may take advantage of these godly gifts by nature and satisfactorily flourish on them without being captivated by the exploitative motive of lording it over material nature. The more we attempt to exploit material nature according to our whims of enjoyment, the more we shall become entrapped by the reaction of such exploitative attempts. If we have sufficient grains, fruits, vegetables, and herbs, then what is the necessity of running a slaughterhouse and killing poor animals? A man need not kill an animal if he has sufficient grains and vegetables to eat. The flow of river fertilizes, the flow of river water fertilizes the fields, and there is more than what we need. Minerals are produced in the hills and the jewels in the ocean. If the human civilization has sufficient grains, minerals, jewels, water, milk, etc., then why should it hanker after terrible industrial enterprises at the cost of the labor of some unfortunate men? But all these natural gifts are dependent on the mercy of the Lord. What we need, therefore, is to be obedient to the laws of the Lord and achieve the perfection of human life by devotional service. So this fantastic birth, as mentioned in Bhartavarsha, is a special, special impetus to everyone who's born in Bhartavarsha, and very special qualification for taking up the process of Krishna consciousness and spreading it all over the world. In the beginning, when Srila Prabhupada started his movement in India, very few people came forward. Now, Indians are coming forward in droves and droves. And the book distribution in the West has been eclipsed by the book distribution in India. Even in Krishna Balaram temple here, every day this temple distributes, just sitting in this one temple and approaching the pilgrims who come here, distributes more books in one day than Los Angeles temple, where I'm from, distributes during the height of the book marathon in December. And the spontaneous enthusiasm that we can see during kirtan of people engaging in kirtan shows the incredible facility, the incredible piety that people have in India. And therefore, Indians, people born in Bhartavarsha especially, should take this Krishna consciousness very, very seriously. And they should work together with your Western brothers. Because Srila Prabhupada said that India is like a layman, but they have great spiritual vision, a great spiritual insight. And in the West, people are spiritually blind, but they have good, strong legs. They're very advanced in material improvement and in technology. So the idea is that the layman who has the spiritual vision, he goes on the shoulders of the Western man with good legs, good material facility, and together they meet their common goal. Srila Prabhupada wanted his temples in India to be managed by his Western disciples because they have certain expertise in material management. But we should all work very hard to get off the bodily platform and come to the second platform of spiritual realization, where we are seeing, understanding that although we may have taken our birth in a certain place, still we are all pure spirit souls, we are all equal on the spiritual platform, and we are all working to propagate the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu all over the world. And this Sankirtan movement, now that's spreading, we have to be able to set a proper advance, a proper example for people. Just like we talk about when people would ask, intelligent people sometimes would ask Srila Prabhupada about, you know, what the movement is doing. Srila Prabhupada would often talk about how his farms are, you know, farming and showing how to live simple life with high thinking. And so nowadays, some of the leaders of our society have taken this very seriously. And also in Vrindavan, they started this Bliss Bhaktivedanta Learning Institute for self-sufficiency, and are starting to network with different communities around the area, villages around the area. So we have to set examples in all areas. And in this way, through this rural movement of Krishna consciousness especially, Varnashram Dharma can be reinstituted in society. So I think maybe quickly we'll take some questions, comments, if there are any, and then we'll, today being the disappearance day of Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur, we'll read some history on him and try to beg for his mercy. Sankarshan Prabhu.
Thank you, Prabhu, for your enlivening words. still time that the inhabitants of Bharatvarsha take this movement of Krishna consciousness seriously, the entire world will be saved and lying down in all this condition. So I just want to really thank all the devotees here in India, all of you in India who come to join this movement, because Prabhupada said that if the Indians take it seriously, the whole world will be saved. So I really want to thank all the devotees from India who have taken this movement, because you're helping to bring about the complete Christianization of the entire world by your enthusiasm for this movement.
All glories to the residents of Bharatvarsha. Hare Krishna. Prabhuji? Anybody else? Very nice. So now we'll read about some history of Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur. And what I'd actually like to do first is another question. Sorry, I didn't see you in the back. Jai Jagannath Prabhu.
I have a hard time putting faith in Varnashram in terms of its practicality, because although we see it talked about quite a bit in our movement, we practically have no example of it, even after so many years. And we also know that bhakti itself is not dependent upon the principles of Varnashram for its for being gifted to the people of the world. For example, although this verse is mentioning that Narayana and Krishna, the people of Bharatvarsha who were already following Bharatvarsha very nicely, Srila Prabhupada preached to Westerners where there was no question of Bharatvarsha culture and successfully spread Christian consciousness. And later on instituted principles that would help us to become more solid in our practices of bhakti. So I'm trying to not, I guess my confusion is coming when we speak about Varnashram. What is it that we really mean? Because one thing is said, but oftentimes another thing is understood. And if it's not very clearly defined what we're talking about, then it creates confusion. So I'm very confused by what we mean when we say Varnashram. Because obviously, just by our 40 years of talking about it, it can't mean exactly the classical system which we hear about in the Bhagavatam. So it must be, as far as our conceptualization of it, it must refer to something very different. You know, oftentimes we hear devotees speak about farm communities, and that's our perception. So is that our perception of Varnashram? Like, what are we saying when we say Varnashram? Because obviously, what we hear about in the Bhagavatam isn't going to happen anytime soon. So maybe if I could get a clear definition of it, I could appreciate it more in the context of the significance of the Bhagavatam.
Thank you, Prabhu. I appreciate your confusion. And I have to admit, I'm also somewhat confused. And I think maybe there are a few other members of our society, maybe even amongst the GBC, are also a little bit confused, because it's confusing. Srila Prabhupada says in the Bhagavatam in different places that it's impossible to institute Varnashram Dharma. And yet it's absolutely essential, as the Acharyas, especially Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, says. You know, and we also have, you know, history in our society of so many older devotees, you know, who took sannyas, you know, falling down. And so the argument could be made that, you know, they should have stayed. They kind of eventually, as water seeks its own level, eventually kind of, you know, fit themselves in a level of Krishna consciousness in like the Grihastha ashram, where they could more comfortably pursue the principles of Krishna consciousness. And this principle, as explained in the in that famous purport in the pastime of Gajendra Moksha, where it talks about how the elephant Gajendra was fighting with the crocodile, and that he was losing the battle because the crocodile was in his element in the water. And Srila Prabhupada says that one should understand where one is at in one's spiritual development and put oneself in a particular situation in Krishna consciousness that he can fight for Krishna. It doesn't matter what, you know, whether one's a brahmachari, vihasta, vanaprastha, or sannyas, whatever. So this is the real principle of daivi varnashram, the principle of executed, because varnashram, it has to be there. It already is there. It's already existing in society, but it's covered. It's not easily recognizable. Everyone is born with certain proclivities and certain propensities, and naturally people gravitate towards certain different occupations of life. You know, also in spiritual life, you know, the brahmacharya, these principles of you know, garbhadhan sankara, and then children being brought up in Krishna consciousness in the Gurukul, and then being trained. So then, when they enter the Grihastha ashram, they can produce children that are actually qualified. All this is really, really essential, but it is difficult to figure out how we can actually do it. And, you know, the expert managers in our movement find it very, very difficult. I'm of the opinion, as is Bhakti Raghava Swami, Bhakti Vikash Maharaj, and other devotees, that the Varnashram movement is a rural movement. And if we start from a very basic rural situation of devotees living together and growing our own food, it creates an environment where this whole heavy, heavy mood of exploitation and heavy dependence on these sense gratificatory based culture becomes less and less prominent. And it appears that these few communities that have started like that, it's much easier for devotees to live together in harmony. I mean, I see that in my own experience that the tendency to, although I'm following the principles of Krishna consciousness, to act in a city environment, these tendencies, because of our addiction to material sense gratification, is so strong. Even though, you know, I've been a devotee practicing for so many years, the atmosphere of a city environment is so contaminating that unless I'm, you know, spending all my time preaching Krishna consciousness, book distribution, Harinam, like that, the atmosphere is very, very contaminating. And I notice that, you know, like when you walk down this street in any major city, including in India, hardly anyone will even give you the time of day or say hi or whatever. But if you go out to the country and go out and walk, like in Los Angeles, I go out in the country sometimes and I walk into the hills, and when I go on a walk, practically every single person smiles at me and says, "Hello, how are you?" They're so naturally happy to be out in nature. Srila Prabhupada says, if an intelligent man goes to nature and sits down, he can realize God, because it becomes obvious that during the natural environment that God is there. So anyway, I hope that's helped from that perspective clear things up a little bit. Panchagota Prabhu.
Srila Prabhupada wanted a class of brahmanas in educating us, as Narayani was educating, the principles of Bhagavatam Varnashram. And by distributing all these books, we planted a lot of seeds. And he often said how civilization in its present form, this Bhubra Karma, is going to crash. It cannot sustain itself. You know, these artificial buildings, skyscrapers, and automobiles and toys and gadgets, all that will come to a close. And although we don't see, as you said, Varnashram Dharma in practice at present, is hidden, but now devotees, due to many years of studying Prabhupada's books and preaching and planting many seeds, are getting the idea to making infrastructure. So by making that infrastructure, and as civilization does collapse, and it will collapse, then we'll implement it more and more, become more obvious how Varnashram should be carried out. As you said, simple living, high thinking, but now we're putting the foundation in place in such a way to prepare. And we're not like just a fatalistic, minded people thinking, oh, doomsday is coming and things will completely fall apart. But they will fall apart because it's an artificial plastic civilization. It's not going to endure or sustain. And devotees have the tools in the form of Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, and the training that we've been given by Srila Prabhupada. They're now the prolific pioneers. When the pioneers came, they underwent great sacrifice. People never had the vision that America would be the way it would be hundreds of years later. So in the same way, we're trying to pioneer the Krishna consciousness movement under Prabhupada's guidance, and then Varnashram will kick in, so we should just prepare ourselves.
Very nice, thank you.
In this connection, there was a wonderful morning walk here in Vrindavan on March 14, 1974. And it's been titled the Varnashram College Morning Walk. I encourage all those who are interested in Varnashram to look this up at the Veda base. It's a very long, long, detailed. Prabhupada's even talking about training people how to kill, training the Kshatriya Tagya, actually training them how to kill, all kinds of instructions and practical matters. If you read this, it's a long thing. We don't have time to go through it now, but it's just wonderful. It's right here.
Very nice.
conversation with Prabhupada, how to actually institute a Varnashram College to train all these social workers. And he said this next step after Gurukula is for young children, and then after that, Varnashram College.
Very nice. Prabhupada also said in one of the last letters he scripted that he wanted to travel around the world and make all our farms successful. And he says, when this happens, he said, Krishna consciousness will automatically inundate the world. So now we'll chant this prayer of separation in honor of Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur's disappearance day. Play drum. Play someone. I'll play. Your drum's good.
The drum's nice though.
It
sounds terrible.
Okay. Yeah, Anilo.